Hello and welcome to another agonizing episode of the Truckers Blog part of my podcast, or what I call just my life. Yeah, it's Friday, and this is the best day of the week for shit to go south. Cause why would you start the weekend happy? You know, you don't have to do that. You know, the weekend is the day or two when you forget how miserable your life is. You actually hang out with your friends. You actually feel joy. But just the moment, just before that happens, yeah, let's, usually that's where shit happens. So it gives you a little, you know, real dip before the boost of happiness that might happen on Saturday night after a few shots of whatever alcohol people drink. I'm currently stuck in the wonderful Marengo, Illinois, which is a town that not many people know exists, because nothing interesting is going on here. The people come here because there's a truck stop, so they come here to piss, shit, eat, and leave. This is the transit point of people going to Wisconsin or Rockford, Illinois, and they just stop here, take a stinky shit into the truck stop bathroom, and they leave. Yeah, we need those places. You know, not all places are interesting or appealing in any way, but people live here, you know. Nothing wrong with it. I'm a big fan of small towns. I am from a small town in Bulgaria. Most towns in Bulgaria are small as fuck. But there's something that I've never noticed here in America. All small towns in Eastern Europe, they have a little charm, a little thing about them that's unique and interesting. And in America, everything seems to be either huge communities with big skyscrapers and shopping malls, or just fucking cornfields with houses here and there. There's no sense of the little cultural thing that maybe is going on in these little towns. And maybe there is a thing like that that happens, but just you don't see it. They should advertise it at least if it does happen. But they don't, so that lets me believe that it's just a community of people who just work hard and go to church, and they fuck quietly, missionary position, and they work more, and they go to church more, and they vote Republican. These places are important to exist, but they're yet to show any appeal to the rest of us who actually care about progress. Yeah, so I'm stuck here on this truck stop. I'm yet to take a shit here. I haven't so far. And I'm not here just because I want to enjoy myself. I just blew up a tire on the trailer that I'm pulling. And that's an annoying thing to happen to you when you're a truck driver. But it does happen occasionally. And when it does, you just pull up somewhere safely and call for service. And it all depends on what kind of company you work with, or whether you're a company driver or you're an independent contractor. different procedures. You know, usually if you're a contractor, if you're an owner-operator, which means that you own your own truck, sometimes you own or rent, I think they call it leasing, you lease a trailer, then you're on your own. You know, you just got to find someone to come and fix your tire, you pay them, and then you just move on. But I am in that realm of, in the middle ground area, I don't know what I just said. I mean, I am a contractor, but the trailer that I'm pulling, it's not mine. So I'm not really responsible for shit that I didn't cause. So tires blew up, they know that, so they have a shitty, they have this procedure that you follow, so they send someone to fix your tire, and you don't have to pay for it, which is great. What isn't great is that their system is not reliable at all, so you just might have to lay back and wait for an hour or two until they find someone to come and get the job done. So this is where I am right now. I blew up a tire. This was the closest, which is great. A lot of times you blew up a tire, you blow a tire in the middle of nowhere, so you gotta pull up on the side of the road and cause, you know, inconvenience for the other motorists, and you just gotta wait there. I was lucky that I was really close to a truck stop, so shouldn't be complaining. But yeah, it's a shitty day. My day started bad, and sorry, I'm clearing my throat. I'm still sick. It was a shitty day. It started badly. I had problems to pick up the fucking thing. The load that I'm pulling currently had a probably 3-hour wait until the thing arrived on the train and they put it on wheels so I can actually hook it up. Took them a few hours to do that. And I thought, fuck that. I wasted a chunk of my day. Let me just finish that move and go to the wonderful, colorful Rockford, Illinois. That's where I'm going. And by colorful, I mean gray, because it's just... I was really hopeful. I've been to Rockford several times, and I was always hopeful. Maybe there's something going on there. There isn't. They have this one main street with 3 restaurants on it, and they have a botanical garden that it looks like a big greenhouse. And that's about it. It's a shitty town. I'm really disappointed. I really hoped that there's something nice about Rockford. It's one of the bigger cities in the state of Illinois. No, that's nothing going on. Another city like that is Peoria, which I saw pictures of, and I've passed through it several times, and they have this river and this nice bridge, and they have a few taller buildings, and you think, whoa, this is like a mini Chicago. But I have a friend who lives there because he works for the company Caterpillar Cat. I know this company that makes those big machines. Their headquarters is in Peoria, Illinois, believe it or not. So my friend works for them, and he actually relocated there, and he said it's just a shitty place and nothing really is going on there. So that's another bummer. Really hoping that this state of ours will actually present something interesting besides the actual the mecca of culture, which is the Chicago area, Chicago city center and the surrounding suburbs. That's the only place in the whole state where there's something interesting is happening. And I was really hoping that some of the other towns, they'll have something going on, but nothing. No proof of anything. I don't like that. Can we have a nice town that's not Chicago and Illinois? Can someone go behind that project? I've seen many shitty towns. I've been to many shitty truck stops. There are towns that only exist because of the truck stop. Probably 40% of the town works for the truck stop. That's a bummer, man. No truck stops are the same these days. They have three brands, and they're just branched out throughout the whole country. The one that I'm on currently is called Pilot. Across the street, there's one called Travel Centers of America, or TA. They have one brand called Loves. And they have one called Petro. And they used to have one called Flying J, but the Pilot bought them. So this is, yeah, three companies run the whole fucking truck stop business in America. Yeah, once in a while you see like independent truck stops or something. And I like those. And especially like the ones on the, in the southern states. Because there's something about them. There's like a cultural Western type of thing going on. You can buy souvenirs, or, you know, they have like a little gift shop where you can buy Western style boots or hats or something made out of leather and rubber and shit that somebody in a little whatever shack built by hand. I like that shit. That sort of kind of little thing, I like it. Because when I was a kid, I grew up watching Western movies. Even in Bulgaria, we had them. But you can never buy any of the accessories, any of those things. You can never buy them. And in Chicago, yeah, very few places you can actually see those things. So when I go, when I used to do long haul, like I used to move freight across the country, long distance, I would stop at any, not at any, but at all kinds of places like that. And if I see they have like a little gift shop, Western shop, I would always go and kind of look at what they're selling. I mean, I never buy anything, but that's not the point. The point is that you can enjoy whatever craftsmanship they have. That shows that part of the cultural thing that I'm actually interested in seeing. That's what I want to know. I want to see the American culture from the old days, you know? Because now everything's the same. Everywhere you go, it's McDonald's and Subway and a mall and fat people and shit. And you don't see that little thing that you when you grew up and you watched movies and you saw that part of the culture. And you go, where is that? I came to America to see that stuff. Where is it? Everything is so sterile and the same everywhere you go. Every city looks like the previous city, and there's no cultural diversity. I mean, there are people from all over the world. You can see their culture, but where is the authentic American culture? That's what I want to know. That's why I like those Western shops. Interestingly, where the place that I'm in right now, they have a little bit of Western, little shelf with little things that somebody made. Leather bags and boots and shit. I like that. We need more of this. I guess, yeah, when you stuck in a truck for 14 hours a day, you kind of look for little things. Every time you stop, you want to see something interesting just to make your day, because your day is so uneventful unless you blow up a tire, and then you just have the unbelievable urge to kick a puppy or something. Because when you drive a truck, you eventually develop this mentality of everyone works against me. It doesn't matter whether that's true or not. That's what you think. Every little thing that goes wrong, you think, there you go. There's a plot. The universe is plotting against me. The police is against me. My fucking dispatcher hates me. They never pay me what I earned. They always cut my paycheck and blah, 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 blah. This is what you develop. Which is really an unhealthy way to live your life. But as a trucker, you go through a lot of shit that eventually you can develop either that sort of mentality, or the other one is just, I don't give a shit. Fuck it. This is probably the healthier way to go through your day. Just fuck it. I don't know. They should make truck drivers, they're subject to random drug testing. This is when you're a trucker, you can't smoke weed or do any of that stuff. That's a bummer. Cause like, who better to do drugs than truckers? I mean, at a truck stop, they sell all kinds of bullshit, you know, all kinds of boner pills. Who are you gonna fuck? You're alone. You know, you're gonna jerk off like an ape for 5 hours to the same porn that you've had since the beginning of your trip. Who are the boner pills for? At least if they had hookers, some truck stops have hookers. I mean, they don't advertise them, but they come and knock on your door at 2 in the morning to see if you want company, which is really rude. You don't stop by at 2 o'clock in the morning. Come earlier, you know, I'm sleeping, you know. I probably jerked off already, and yeah, come at 8. Can we do that? Is there like an unspoken rule of when the fucking truck stop hookers should come to your fucking, they call them lot lizards, which I didn't know. And that's really degrading. You know, the whole job of being a hooker at a truck stop is pretty degrading as it is. You don't need a derogatory term for that type of profession. Yeah, if you're gonna go and blow a truck driver, yeah, you probably have really low standards, or you're out of ideas of how to make money, and wherever you live, they don't have a strip club or dive bar or something where you can actually, you know, develop your skills. It's probably you just grew up on a cornfield or a trailer park and I have no skills, but there's a truck stop down the road. Can go blow a guy for $20. I think I've seen two of those hookers. They banged on my door, and always in the middle of the night. I had to turn them away. I mean, I would do it despite, because they looked like fucking, I don't know. I mean, if you tied that bitch to a fucking pole in the middle of a cornfield, she would do a pretty good job to scare all kinds of birds and mammals and people, and probably the corn would slowly start to withdraw until she ends up being tied up to a pole in the middle of an empty circle with dead grass surrounding it. Yeah, that's how ugly these bitches are. You know, and you think, bitch, just make an effort, you know, put some makeup or a mask, or just, you know, or have a special skill, you know, I don't know, open my truck door with your vagina lips or some, you have some gimmick that I can find appealing, you know. I can just pay you $20 just for the entertainment value. I don't have to come, you can just watch me jerk off. We don't have to fuck. I'll pay you, just talk to me or something, you know. I'm by myself. I don't know. How did I even start talking about this? I was talking about tired blowing up and shit, and It's rough, you know. Friday night for a trucker, it's a rough day, you know. So, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm gonna end on this, and if I have more things to say, I'll just record another episode. I have time. But for now, talk to you later. That's it for now. Bye.